T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
It is changing. How quickly it's going to change, the Buffalo Sabres and Jack Eichel are about to find out. But sources on Tuesday night indicated that the ongoing discussions between general manager Kevin Adams and those interested GMs around the National Hockey League have shifted from just discussion to a more serious talk. But what the Sabres need to understand and appreciate in the days moving forward, is it still just talk, or how serious are these clubs? And the feeling is that these teams are getting more serious on the trade front. And a lot of that has to do with the reality that the interested parties do have the medical records specific to the case and the medical stalemate between Jack Eichel and the Buffalo Sabres. And Pat Brisson of CAA Hockey and Kevin Adams, the GM from the Buffalo Sabres, continue to work all teams very, very hard. But again, the next few days, maybe as long as a week, will be more telling. What they're looking for in return, I think, is dependent on the interested parties here. How creative is Kevin Adams willing to get? I think very creative. Quote unquote, I'm told that there are a few teams in the mix. And speculation suggests that maybe it's one of the West Coast teams. Could it be the LA Kings? Maybe it's the Anaheim Ducks. Then you shift over to the East. Is it the New York Rangers? Well, Ranger sources say no, not them. LA sources downplay. Anaheim Ducks sources downplay. So, I mean, you literally have to look across the National Hockey League and wonder. And look, Kevin Adams has a real good handle on his list. Pat Brisson has a good handle on his list. But again, nobody is willing to be more specific, Gino, at this stage than few teams in the mix.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
This is Darren Drager from TSN. He also added, and I'll get you a nugget from Elliot Friedman too. He also added, Drager did, that the next few days, maybe as long as a week, will be more telling in terms of trying to see if there will be an outcome, a resolution in the Eichel situation. Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet, in his 32 thoughts, had this on Eichel. He wrote, "No one will go on the record, but there is a growing belief that there are teams willing to accept Eichel's preferred disc replacement. However, you have to be able to make the trade first. There's definitely a push to get him healthy, which should be the number one priority."
Adding to that, Nick Kyprios says the Rangers are in on Eichel's. They're in on Eichel, and they are past medical issues. The Rangers will support Jack for artificial disc replacement surgery, providing they can come to terms on a hockey trade with the Sabres.
Well, that would be the first team, supposedly, right? No one else has said that about any other team, basically.
Right. Kyprios says the Rangers will let him get it.
How about
Which immediately, the point that no one will let him get this vanishes.
Well,
and it was always, I think, very easy to predict that multiple teams would allow it.
Yeah.
I think the Sabres, by the way, if they weren't trading him, would allow it. Hmm. If he was a piece to a good team and they wanted to, they would definitely allow it.
Yeah. Feeling they would get him back quicker and healthier.
Yes, if he was still important to them and their organization and succeeding, I think they would absolutely let him get what he wants.
Yeah.
And another team, it's always been very believable that the other teams would let him get it and want to pretend they wouldn't.
So if this was
right,
the case,
you're trying to squeeze the Sabres here, I'll trade you for your headache. Sure. Why don't you just get rid of that headache and send him over here and we'll go to battle with him and then immediately get your surgery.
Well, that's sure. No, that's too risky a surgery, which is why we're only going to offer you 2 pieces, not 4 pieces.
So exactly.
Okay, I understand that. But let me ask you this. Let me flip it around now. You're Kevin Adams and this is dragging on. And, you're I'm guessing you're not seeing what you believe is the value if you're going to make this trade. And you're hearing, again, I know a lot of this can be, you know, it's teams playing the poker game. I understand that. But if you're Kevin Adams and you don't have a trade done and you're not happy with how things are going, it just seems odd, Jeremy, that now the stories are out that maybe this is going to get done. Maybe we're going to see a trade in the next few days. Now, apparently, there's at least one team that will let him get the disc replacement surgery. Well, you know, the medical records are being passed along, so other teams might be more comfortable with the disc replacement surgery. If this was the holdup, why didn't you just do this months ago? Why did you just not let... I mean, either the Sabres could have done it or the Sabres could have... The agent, somebody could have just said, all right, here's every... Here's all our research. Here's what the Sabres doctors have said. Here's what Jack's doctors have said. This is why they like the disc replacement. Here's why the Sabres think it's fusion. Why wasn't all this stuff done? If this is done now and all of a sudden, boom, a trade, what did we wait on? I mean, why didn't you just do this months ago and resolve the situation then?
It's a maybe great question.
Maybe somebody then would have looked at it and said, hey, you know what? You know what? Jack's doctors are right. We'll let him get that. Well, this could have been done months ago. And from his standpoint, if you're Eichel, I'm sorry, from his standpoint, how frustrating would it be that if there is a team or are teams that are saying, yeah, we're good, you can go get the disc replacement surgery. How frustrating is it for Eichel to have sat home the last few months? And even if he gets the surgery tomorrow, how long before he actually gets on the ice and plays?
Months. Weeks to
that's
months.
Tough. I mean, it's been a lot of lost
tough.
Time.
It's really unfortunate. And I mean, Robin Leonard brought the issue to light. Yeah. He went on a Twitter rant about it, and Tom Sestito said some things about it too. How about, you know, like there's a bit of a movement in the NHL among the players to say these teams have been taking advantage of, and you know, go back to the 70s and 80s and 90s about what players were given and told to do. And, you know, we live in a time where the players have a lot more power. And, you know, Robin Leonard, you may not agree with the way that he went about it, starting basically to threaten to come out with information from other teams and what they did to him, including the Sabres.
I loved what he said.
Which part of it?
Everything. You know, I mean, I know he might have gone a little too overboard accusing, what was it, Vigneault, I guess he said, was Vigneault's with Vigneault, the Flyers, right? Anyway, I love what he brought it to light. Okay, so yeah, he threatens a story every day, basically, right, on social media. And what happens? The NHL calls him, and apparently he's already had some what he termed good conversations with the league about trying to make some changes. And actually,
with the PA, right? Was it the PA?
No, I think he said the league called him.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know if it's Bettman, Bill Daly, whatever. I thought it was, if there was a story on ESPN the other day, I think it would have been Emily Kaplan, and I thought it was Leonard met with the media in Vegas and said he's had a conversation already with the league, I believe, and felt good about where this was going. So he brought a really important situation to light. Sure, in the 70s, Jeremy, if you tried being a, quote, whistleblower, I don't know if that's the right term, you would have just found yourself released and blackballed, and nobody would have put you on their roster. But I thought he was great bringing the situation to light about what medicines are being given out, what players are being asked to do or being told to do. It's not as bad, I don't think, as it was 30, 40 years ago. But apparently, based on what Robin Leonard was tweeting, it's still not a good place to be. I thought he did exactly what he needed to do because apparently it's moving the needle. And it lit a fire. So Gary Bettman's like, you know what? You don't have to tweet. We have like an 800 number. Call us and let us know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Well, this just in the league was probably not very proactive. Now he made it public, and now apparently they're listening.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Well, two things, quick points. And then I'm going to spin this as good one positive for the Sabres here. We're going to say now something nice about them. I have that ready. Before I say that, though, I want to say when Jack Eichel is fully healthy and plays the Sabres again, it's going to give new meaning to revenge game.
Yeah, that's going to be ugly.
I mean, that's just going to be the revenge game
he'll have
of revenge
you know,
games.
He'll have a little, not even a chip, whatever. He'll be have something on his shoulder for the
he'll
rest
have a
of
disc
his
in his neck. Yeah. An artificial disc in his neck. All right, so here's the good news on the Sabres.
Yeah.
Let's do a little exercise on them. Their season starts on Thursday, week from today. So if this trade is made over the weekend, or today, tomorrow, Monday, they will get pieces back,
right,
a piece or pieces. And I would say that the primary piece that comes back, whatever that might be, Byfield in
LA. With his bad ankle, yeah.
He's hurt now.
He's got a fractured ankle, yeah.
Yeah. Injured player for injured player.
Yeah.
Peyton Krebs,
Vegas,
is the guy
right?
for Vegas. Yeah. 17th overall pick in the 2019 entry draft. He's a center.
Yeah.
You know, Brayton, you'd know some of these names.
I'm trying to remember the Calgary guys that we found out about, right?
Calgary, Connor Jarry would be one of them.
I saw the idea of Calgary that you would, that the Sabres would want and would try to get Sean Monahan coming back because he's older, of course. He'd help some of the salary. He could be like a veteran to lead Cousins and Mittelstadt.
Right.
Anyway, what I'm getting at is whoever this name is, you tell me where this person, this name, slots in on how excited people will be about this person.
Yeah.
Because if I'm ranking like the popularity or the likability or the promise of Sabres assets, it's like Cousins 1, Power 2, and then whoever they trade for probably is third, right? I mean, you could include Jack Quinn or you could include Darlene blossoming. You know, Granato is really popular. Mm-hmm. It's just on the things that people like about the Sabres, soon, if this trade is ever consummated, soon we'll have a name to throw in there.
Sure. And at or near the top of the list.
Sure.
Right.
And it doesn't mean it's going to mean anything for them this year, but when you hear people talk about, like, well, you know, the prospect system, they've got this and this, this person's name is going to be near the top.
Well, it has to be, because when we were going through this summer-long excursion through other NHL cities and getting all these guys on to talk about best prospects in the other organizations, part of the frustration of the story was, well, you can ask for Byfield, you can ask for Zegras, you can ask for who the heck were Minnesota's guys, Boldy or whatever, and we kept hearing about, well, you know, they're not giving up this guy. That's the point. Yeah, if they're trading Eichel, I mean, I will always have been and always against the idea of trading Eichel, but if they're trading Eichel, you better get me the number one prospect because I need somebody to give me some excitement back. I don't want the third best guy. If it's Krebs in Vegas, great, get Peyton Krebs, and hopefully he turns out to be something. Or, you know, Byfield's ankle will heal eventually, right? That's a guy, well, the Kings will never give up Quentin Byfield. Why not? I mean, you know, you're getting Eichel. So I would hope, Jeremy, that they get the top prospect from somebody as part of the package, because if it isn't, if it's, well, that's their fourth best, like the Rangers thing. You can't have our top six guys. I need that top prospect to make me feel somewhat better. Anything about the return for a Jack Eichel. And it would have been nice to actually have that guy in training camp and skating and maybe playing and wearing a Sabres uniform on opening night. That's probably not happening at this point. Yep. I need that top prospect. You got to throw the fans a bone and tell me you got something the other team was kicking and screaming and dragging to not give up.
And I would imagine like conditional picks too.
Well, that's why, right? It was Drager who said they're getting very creative now. Adams is getting very creative in terms of what the deal could be structured as.
Thirds that become firsts if he makes the All-Star plays. Game or something. Yeah. I don't know what the conditions are allowed.
Games played. I assume there's a games played stat. Does he finish
maybe it's
a certain point in scoring races?
If we make the playoffs. I'm trying to think of the history of
the
conditions.
Playoffs, right.
Like the Sabres have had conditions on trades before, and it's always been if he re-signs. Ryan Miller. It's also if they make the second round of the playoffs.
So that, yep.
I don't know what the rules are about. Can I just make it, if he gets 100 points, your third becomes a first?
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know how that would work with individual accomplishments. There might be some limitations on that.
Yeah.
Quick text for you. I want to read this text. Remember the Seinfeld episode about having hand? First off, do you remember that? I have hand?
No.
I think I can picture Costanza saying it.
Having hand? Not the hand modeling episode. Yeah, maybe. It must have been from the hand modeling episode where George is found.
No, it's about... I think it's about power in a relationship.
Okay, I don't remember that right now. It's funny, I just started watching Seinfeld again on Netflix last night, went back to season one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so upper hand, the term hand, I'm Googling it now. The relationship matters more to him than his partner, so he has hand.
The upper hand. Or hand.
Upper hand, yeah. So, all right, back to the text. Who says, remember the Seinfeld episode about having hand. If no team's even offering serious... about Jack, then why bother giving in to letting them see the medical records? You want records, offer a serious framework of a trade. If no one's talking about a serious offer, why bother? Again, like if it was the Sabres' decision all along, that appears to have been the idea that didn't work.
Yeah, we don't give you our medical info until you really come up with a serious trade offer.
Right.
Well, at some point, after 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, at some point you would say, well... We got to get these other teams to you-know-what or get off the pot. Here's the medical information.
I can't believe they didn't do it. If it was their decision.
Right.
I can't believe they didn't immediately do it. Like, of course, we want to make the best deal here for everybody. Right? Like, hey, here's everything you need to know about it. Maybe they thought that they would use the medicals against them. Whatever they thought.
But how could you use the medicals against them?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you? Because you would think...
do the same thing. You would do the same thing that you've always done, which is portray that you don't like this. You're not going to let him get the surgery. Yeah. I mean, if I'm the Rangers GM, I don't like the situation at all. So I'll only give you this. You make the trade. Boom, surgery, fine.
Yes,
it's any fantasy football trade where you're trying to talk your opponent down. I mean, that's what I know. These GMs like to be friends, but if there's one thing, I'm not trying to take a shot at Kevin Adams here. He's a young, inexperienced GM that doesn't maybe have the relationships with all these guys that, like, a Jim Rutherford would.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe they – would they try to take advantage of him?
I guess
maybe not.
That's what I'm curious about. What's the downside? You're Kevin Adams, right? And you're not really making traction in trade talks, not to your liking. What's the downside to you releasing the medical information? Would you be worried you're driving down the value even more in a trade for Eichel if you let them look at all your medical records? To me, I would think – you need, if the other teams have questions to the point where they're asking for creative idea, or they're asking for different protocols in the trade, you know, different protections, if you will. If you give them all the medical information, their doctors can look at it and then they can figure out, you know what, we agree with the Sabres. And then the GM calls back and says, listen, Kevin, yeah, we don't like that this, you know, we're going to have some attachments to this trade. We're not comfortable with the disc replacement. But maybe there's a team that does say yes if you give them all the medical info. Maybe their doctors look at it and go, you know what? Fusion's not the best idea. This kid's doctors are right. Let's do the disc replacement. Great. Then you got a team that's willing to give up maybe more. You know, I don't know what the downside would have been to not let teams see the medicals from the Sabre standpoint. Did they feel would have hurt the trade more? I just don't get that.
Yeah, I would imagine everything they do is in the interest of protecting the asset
and trying to get
the most. That doesn't mean necessarily they're right in how they did it,
yeah.
But that's no doubt how they plan to do it. The next question is, as this trade, when it happens, if it happens, if he gets that surgery that he wants and returns to fully what he was before,
yeah.
There's evaluating the trade on its own, and then there's evaluating, like, you know, that against what the Sabres stance was. You know, we've talked about this as, like, doctors versus doctors. If your doctor said he shouldn't do that, we think the other one is better, and he is able to get the new one, and another team benefits from that. Like, what kind of questions does a fan have
about the medical staff? Like, did you?
I'm not about the staff, about the Sabres' interests. Like, it's not even say they have the wrong. I'm not saying wrong doctors at all. It's just, you know, team doctors. This is Robin Leonard's point. Team doctors work for a team. You know?
Yeah, and they're going to do what's in the best interest of the team.
They're going to give the team their opinion. The Sabres at any point could have allowed him to get the surgery. It's not a violation of the CBA. It doesn't set a bad precedent.
Right.
At any point, they could have just said, okay, fine, get what you want. And they didn't, probably to protect their asset.
Because they felt it was in the best interest of their asset, yes.
Yeah, probably because a lot of teams told them, we don't want them to get it either.
Right.
And then, of course, so, I don't know. You wonder if, like, okay, let's say there's so many things about this. I know I said I would never dedicate any brain space to it again, but let's for a moment pretend that Jack is not a human being who should be allowed to get the surgery he wants, of course, right? He buckles and he says, fine, I'll get the fusion. Does another team step in and be like, whoa.
We'll let you get the disc. Yeah.
Hold up. I wonder if that at any point would have happened. Another team contacts the agent and says, by the way, before your guy gets cut open, like, we would let him do what you want.
I guess I would wonder.
And then all of a sudden, like, there's a million things we can't know about it.
Yeah. I guess I would wonder too, Jeremy, in terms of the Sabres thinking, the whole concept of sticking to the guns, we believe fusion surgery is the best way to go. In the Sabres game plan, was it trade them before surgery and get the best deal?
That's what it was.
Okay, because
right?
That's part of this discussion too. What was their game plan? Were they hoping to trade him before any surgery, and then it's the other team's injury? That's good. His value, again, don't approach this as a human being. Approach this as a team protecting its asset. Did they think if he gets the fusion surgery, it's good for their asset? If there's a higher value now, it's easier to trade Jack if he gets the surgery. I would wonder
I don't know
what they were thinking too. how that affected their game plan here. Were they planning all along, listen, we're going to have to trade him before the operation because fusion, disc replacement, either way, we're not sure how he comes out of it. We better trade him before the surgery. I wonder what they're thinking and how that all played into it.
The hand episode is the Pez dispenser episode.
Oh.
George dating a pianist. A texter writes this in. Jerry makes Elaine laugh during the recital with a Pez dispenser.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be really quiet. Yeah.
There you go.
I think that's the little finger cheer, too. I forget. The
clap.
Little finger clap, right?
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.